It's time for another episode of Sink or Swim, the podcast that helps you keep afloat in the sea of business marketing options. Learn what other business owners are doing to keep their businesses thriving and growing, and what almost sunk their ship. Join the voyage as Red Canoe Media owner Will Hanke and his daughter Amber wade through the waters to get you the booty you deserve. Wow, that was a lot of nautical references in three sentences.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Sink or Swim. My name's Will Hanke. My company is called Red Canoe Media. As always, with me is my daughter, Amber. Amber, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous.
Oh, fabulous today. Wow, yeah. I like that. I've been using the word terrific a lot lately. So yeah. fabulous is nice. That's good. So, well, thanks for jumping on and doing another episode with me. We've talked about your sparkling marketing career, fabulous marketing career already, yeah. Right? We've also done 10 or 12 or 15 of these podcasts now. So I'm going to put you on the spot, and you didn't know I was going to do this. Give me a couple things that you've learned by interviewing all these different business owners, some of the things that they've done well, some of the things they've struggled with. What are a couple things that you've learned along the way?
Well, I definitely learned things not to do.
Okay.
By some of the faults that other business owners have made. The most important thing I guess I learned is that you don't have to have a marketing plan to start out and you'll still be successful, but it is a good idea to have one before you start getting into the whole business.
All right. A good marketing plan. That's yeah. Smart. What else? what is one of the things that, so one of our questions is, if you had an unlimited budget, what would you do? Which one of those did you find the most interesting?
I guess probably the billboards. I would like to do a billboard. That idea was pretty fun. Maybe get a celebrity endorsement.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Which celebrity?
Oh, geez. I don't know right now.
All right. Well, we're going to have to.
I'm in between my favorites.
So. All right. We're going to have to figure out a celebrity that has something to do with canoeing and
yeah.
paddling, which probably is not on your list.
No.
So, all right. Cool. Well, I'm glad you've learned a couple of things and it hasn't been a total waste of our time. That's good. So today on the show, we've got a great guest. We've got Denise Naughton. Denise is an Emmy-winning producer with a diverse background in video production. In addition to producing thousands of hours of television, Denise has created three television shows, multiple one-hour national television specials, and viral social media videos. Denise takes all of her broadcast knowledge and translates it into social media, helping business owners connect with customers to drive sales through organic reach. Denise, thank you for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is exciting. So this is our first Emmy winning guest that we've had on, as far as I know.
The Emmys were last night, too.
What's that?
The Emmys were last night.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good. Oh, good. I missed that. Darn it. Well, thank you so much for being on again, and we really appreciate it.
Sure, absolutely. Happy to be here.
So why don't we jump in? Go ahead and give us the name of your company and the 2-minute elevator pitch about your business.
Thank you. My business is Brand U Media, because I think that everyone is a brand in today's world of social media, whether you're a corporation or an individual. It's a great way to stand out, and videos an even better way to do that. So that's what our company does. You kind of summed it up there in the introduction. I take all of the skills that I've learned from traditional media and translate them into social media. And they're really basically, in my opinion, the same as far as like trying to, you know, reach and connect with an audience. The only difference is on social media, you can actually interact with them in real time. And I think that's really, really powerful. So what I do is, you know, help businesses dissect like where they should be putting video. I mean, every platform is different. So, you know, maybe a video that works on LinkedIn isn't going to work on Facebook, and a video on Twitter isn't going to work on Instagram. You know, I mean, they're just, you know, every audience is different. And so we really take a customized approach and try to help businesses figure out the best way to reach potential clients, stand out from the crowd, and just get noticed organically.
That's awesome. So you're Amber is a certified social media person, and she's over here nodding her head. So you're talking her language.
Oh, good. Okay.
So tell me about your how it all works together. So you pre-plan the shoot, you shoot the video, you do the post-production, and then you also help them get that out onto said networks.
Yeah. I don't necessarily do the social media management side of things, but okay. I work with them to determine best practices and, you know, kind of like we talked about a little bit earlier, like where should you be putting this? And that goes into the planning element, you know, like I feel like there's a lot of opportunity right now with Facebook Live. I've been pitching that a lot with people because it's an easy way for consistent frequency and, you know, being in front of people consistently just reinforces your message. So, I hand everything over to them or, you know, help them with the process of setting up the best practices for like a Facebook Live.
Okay. So you have the network picked out ahead of time and you know, hey, we're going to do a video for LinkedIn, but we're going to do it this way because it's going to be on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the key. Anytime, like I just spoke at Venture Cafe a few weeks ago, and that's the first thing I tell people. Who's your audience? Where are you trying to reach them? Because that's going to determine the content of the video. You know, you can't, I mean, you can create a video and then try to figure out where to put it. But I think it's always best to go in with the audience because it's all about the viewer. It's not about you. It's about the viewer.
Yeah. Okay. And are you mobile or do you have a studio or both?
I am mobile.
Okay. That's probably the best way anyway.
Works for me. Right. Stage anyway. Yeah.
How long have you been in business?
So my business is just a year old right now. I was in New York before this and moved back to St. Louis a year ago. And literally Labor Day weekend, I moved into my apartment. So it is 1 year old and then in a week or two.
Wow. Congrats. How many employees do you have right now?
Just me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing you're doing this full time?
I am. Yes.
Cool. Well, I have an idea to the answer to this next question, but what got you into this profession?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been doing it since college. I mean, it's kind of a funny story. I went to college without a major and at one point I got called into my advisor's office and they told me I couldn't continue until I declared one. And it was, I don't know, like I was so dumbfounded. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what I thought I was doing there, quite honestly, but and the advisor suggested journalism and communication, and that's really literally how I got into it. And it's been a natural fit. I mean, I wouldn't do anything else, honestly. And as I look back at my life, it makes sense to me. Like I was the kid sitting in front of the TV when the Cardinals were in the playoffs and I knew like which station, you know, started their sports cast first and then the next one and the next one. And I would hit play and record all the highlights and the locker room interviews, you know, back on a VCR before there was, you know, remote controls, at least in our house. I was documenting that stuff like from, I mean, in the 80s, I was doing it. So, I mean, it makes complete sense to me.
Well, Amber, do you know what a VCR is?
Yes.
Okay.
So Denise, as you know, this is a marketing podcast. So let's talk about marketing. When sure. you first started your business, did you have a marketing plan?
Oh my gosh. I think I did. And it was all about just creating videos along the way. And so, yeah, it was a very loose plan, but I think there was one.
And did you have that written down or was it just in your head?
Just in my head. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. I think that's how I did it too. So what was your first marketing win and did you do it on purpose or stumble into it?
So the first marketing win, it was a combination of both, actually. Because I worked in news for so long, I'm able to come up with ideas and create videos very quickly. And that's exactly what happened. I looked up and it was, I don't know, like the end of May or end of April. And I saw that Small Business Week was coming up the first week in May. And I was like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to profile 5 businesses. And I put a post on Facebook on my personal page and just said, hey, I'm looking for small businesses in St. Louis, locally owned, for a project. And like all the comments came in like crazy. And I, you know, reached out to, you know, four or five of them actually, and went and did video profiles, released them the next week. It was basically, I think, 7 to 10 days later after that post came out. And I did one a day, and it was more to show support for the small business community for that week and just recognize the hardworking people in our city. And then also a way to market myself, like, this is something I can do for you. So it was a big win. I, you know, picked up a lot of views. I think, you know, that released them on Facebook. That's kind of my primary platform right now, just because I think it's very good for video, and saw my numbers really spike, like, into the, like, I don't even remember now. I think it was like 3,000%, you know, increase in views and reach and all of those things. So it was, wow. It was a good call. Trust your gut.
Yeah. What a great way to do it. I mean, just come in guns a blazing, right?
Well, yeah, I guess that's how I roll.
So right now, are you doing any marketing for your business online?
I am, and it's kind of in that same space. So, again, kind of going back to just trusting your gut, like, it's never really failed me. And so I started a second business, which seems a little contrary, but, it's called STL Verified, and it was a way for me to tell stories about St. Louis, to just showcase the beauty that is in our city. And so I started at the end of June, released my first video at the end of June. And it's just a way to showcase what BrandU Media can also do for businesses. So if the story doesn't fit into the STL Verified sort of plan, then it goes into the BrandU Media side.
Okay. So you're using one business to in a roundabout way, promote the other.
Yeah. Kind of. I don't know that I went into it that way. I just, you know, like, STL Verified started as there are so many really cool things in this city, and we talk about, you know, the really popular ones, but I think there's so many others that we kind of bypass. And I wanted to tell those stories just to kind of increase the pride here. And it just sort of, it blew up on me in a great way. So those videos are snackable videos is what they're called. And they're the ones that have the words on screen over the top of the video, so you can watch with the sound off, and they do really, really well. And I think there's also a huge opportunity there for businesses to utilize those.
Yep. So are you doing any like Facebook, are you boosting posts or anything like that to get more views for those?
Not currently. They've been doing really well on their own, honestly. Like, I get on average 2,000 to 4,000 views with about 750 followers on the page.
Okay.
So I'm getting close though. I mean, I think when I get one, like, it's more just to kind of establish the page at this point, but at a certain point I will need to boost and, you know, try to get in front of businesses perhaps,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It might be fun just to put $10 on one and just see the difference in the amount of engagement you get.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So what about blogging? Are you doing any other kinds of content creation?
I do. I do occasionally blog. I've got probably a dozen on my BrandU Media page. Anytime I kind of get a spark of inspiration for, you know, hints and tips that can help somebody do video on their own, I post those. And then also occasionally the Facebook Live.
Okay. Facebook Live's huge. And we have another podcast that I do with a friend of mine, and it's just about social media, what's changed in the last week. And we're talking about Facebook video a lot because they're giving it a lot of weight in the overall feed. You know, it's very important. So,
oh, absolutely.
And video absolutely. In general just does better, even if it's something that you've, you know, shot elsewhere, it's not live. So let's talk a little bit about that. Why do you think video is so important for businesses?
Well, you just touched on it right there. You know, I mean, I'm sure just like everyone out there, like, I post a link on, you know, my Facebook page or a photo and it doesn't get much interaction. When I post a video, it really does. You know, I mean, the views on that are so much higher because Facebook is placing such a greater importance on it. And it's not just Facebook. I mean, we're just now being trained to look for images and kind of bypass text only. To a certain extent. I also think it's it's super important if you can show yourself and your personality on camera as part of that video, because it's, you know, it just goes back to the old adage, people do business with people they know, like, and trust, right?
Yeah.
You know, I equate it to, again, I always take everything kind of back to my TV days, and we all feel like we know the news anchor that we watch delivering the news every night. It's the same thing. When you're in front of somebody, they feel like they know you. They're going to walk into your store and be like, hey, you know, like you, you know, people probably go, hey, well, yeah, you know, and right. Start up a conversation based off a podcast right. that you're, and you're like, oh, did we meet somewhere? I don't know. But it's the most powerful thing that we have right now. It touches three of the five senses. So I think it's extremely important.
Denise, can you tell us how businesses can use video to drive sales?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you have to keep your message hidden, you know? And again, another analogy I use a lot, you don't want to be the used car salesman screaming at somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning on the TV. You know, people are going to immediately tune out, especially in today's world where you've got about 3 seconds to capture their attention. So, you have to stand out by doing something fun and creative that shows the personality of your business, and then slide your marketing message, your sales pitch in either at the end or just kind of along the way, or just kind of constantly bombard them in a good way.
Yeah. What? Let's talk a little bit about costs. Businesses that maybe can't afford to get, you know, something really professionally done well. What kind of tips do you have around that?
Well, number one, I would say if you're going to use any kind of, like if you're going to use a video for an extended amount of time, definitely invest in it. You know, if you're going to put it on your website and pin it to the top of your Facebook page and then also post it on LinkedIn, pay somebody to do it because you're never going to be able to accomplish what a professional can. That said, for social media, the turn on that is so quick that, it's important to stay out there, but you don't have to pay somebody to do all of those for you. I also, you know, teach people a couple of basics to, you know, just kind of help get them on their way, but you don't have to, you know, come to me, like just Google, YouTube, try to find some tips to make sure that, your video can look the best it possibly can.
What do you think about behind the scenes videos, or somebody shooting it from their desk, or, you know, a non-professional type video for a business?
You know, I think it all depends on, again, kind of goes back to the audience. You know, I was just speaking with a mortgage broker last week, and there's an app, and I wish I could remember the name of it, like CoVideo or something like that. And, you know, he uses it from his desk to send quick messages, personalized messages to clients to keep them updated on the process. For something like that, it's absolutely, I think appearance is less important than, you know, maybe one that you want to share around or want to get shared on social media. Behind the scenes, I think, is great. I think utilizing stories on Instagram and Facebook is a great place for those behind the scenes type things. Because, you know, it just kind of keeps you at the top of someone's feed. So just, one tip for that though, is utilize, you know, your camera the way natively the platform suggests. So in stories, you can shoot in portrait, but everything else I would shoot in landscape, because it's just, it's a bad look. It drives video people crazy.
Yeah, that's a good reason to have somebody like you too, just to know which way you should be shooting it for which network.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty, I guess it's instinctual to us, but even I fall into it occasionally. I mean, I've posted a portrait video on, you know, my Facebook feed, and then I'm kick myself afterwards. I'm like, I'm always yelling at people for this.
What offline marketing efforts are working for you right now?
You know, I really don't do any offline marketing. I do a lot of networking, and that seems to work for me. But yeah, I don't really do much outside of that.
Networking counts.
Okay. Then I do a lot of that.
Yeah. I think it depends on how many different networking events you go. We tend to pick two or three really good ones and stick to that.
Yeah, I think that's a very good thing. That's one thing that I have definitely learned is, you know, picking and choosing and being selective about the networking events. You know, coming into St. Louis, it's a new city for me. I have some friends here from college, but not all of them, you know, in the space that I am maybe looking for in the networking world. And so I kind of hit everything really hard. And just in the past month or so, I would say, I've really looked at it and went, okay, maybe that's not the best event for me. But this one over here is.
Yep.
So, and now I'm actually looking more at, as far as like offline stuff just popped into my head, but more like the venture cafes, you know, speaking in front of groups to educate and just, you know, try to help them get started on their own. Cause I do think that's really important.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of my secret weapons is, my speaking engagements. It just positions you as the expert in the room, whether you know what you're talking about or not. Right.
Well, you know more than they do because that's why they're there, right?
Yeah. Denise, how much time per week do you spend specifically on marketing your business? And we might want to tie in the other business that's kind of pushing clients your way.
Right. Yeah. So for the STL Verified, that's about a full day almost, you know, by the time I kind of identify that story and produce it and get it out, it takes a good 5 to 8 hours, I would say. So a pretty substantial amount. And then the other, like, you know, Facebook Lives for Brand U Media, pretty simple. I just kind of pop on when the inspiration strikes.
Okay. And do you think that's every week you're doing that?
No, but I should be. Yeah. I've got a long list I need to dive into. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. You'll get there.
Yeah.
So what marketing trends or tactics do you see with other businesses doing that you wish you could take advantage of?
Oh, that's a good one. Gosh, podcasting. I definitely want to get into that. I just haven't like pulled the trigger on it yet, but it's on my list.
Well, you're doing that now.
I am. I was going to start my own, but haven't really worked on that yet. Maybe some Facebook ads, you know, honestly, I haven't really dug into that too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any of your competitors that are doing some cool things right now that you'd like to get on board with?
Oh, gosh. You guys have got all the good questions. not really. I mean, I kind of stay in my lane, honestly, and just kind of push forward in that social media video space. And I don't know that a lot of people are doing that, at least that I've seen. They may be, and I just haven't fully checked out the competition. But I think a lot of production companies are still kind of working on that model of, you know, creating, you know, like more prestigious videos or videos that, you know, can like a marketing video that can be used over and over as opposed to like content marketing, right, which is what I really want to, I'm focusing on.
Right.
What has been your biggest challenge landing customers?
You know, like even it's the price point, I would say, or people, they're very hesitant on the video side. I get a lot of people that say, I need video. And I'm like, okay, great. Like, what are we going to accomplish here? What are you trying to accomplish? And we kind of go down the, you know, the line of questions, and they just don't pull the trigger at some point. And I think it's, you know, maybe determining the ROI on the investment, which is pretty hard to do sometimes. I'm sure you guys run into that, like especially on the social media side of things.
Right. Especially when you tie in social media and the whole ROI conversation, that's really difficult to get somebody to sign up and say, okay, I'll do that, knowing that there's no way to prove an ROI.
Right. Well, and then, you know, throw some video on top of it. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, the cost increases when you add video into the equation. It just does. And so then there's, you know, that hesitation is there, and rightfully so. You know, I mean, I can't say I blame people.
Yeah. Yeah. But done right, I think it can be very impactful. What was the video campaign a couple years ago with was it Right Guard or something, where the guy did a couple series of videos every day, and he would answer the questions from the previous day's videos or comments and things like that. I can't think of who it is now, but
oh my gosh, I think I can picture it.
Yeah, there was a whole series of videos that went on probably for a good 2 weeks, and it was like a shampoo or something like that. And anyway, really cool way to do the video, and I think if it's well thought out, then it's the ROI is pretty easy, and the brand recognition and the recognition uplift, that kind of stuff is all real easy.
Oh, yeah, I would agree 100%. I think, just anytime you can, again, well, you hit the nail on the head, plan things out. I preach that a lot. I mean, as a producer, that's key to everything. And it doesn't have to be a strict plan, but just planning it out, letting the viewer know, like if you're doing a Facebook Live, letting them know that you're going to be on, kind of, creating that routine so that, like that campaign you're talking about, when he was answering questions, people had to know that he was going to come on, or, training them to send those questions in, knowing that they might get answered the next time. All those things are super important.
Yep. What about companies that need video, maybe not for promotion services, but, but maybe it's more along the lines of here's how to use my product or some sort of how to's. Are you guys involved in those too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're all, I would say that is promoting your product. Honestly, that's a lot of what I like to do. Like if you're a restaurant, like let's come in and do a series of cooking videos or cooking demonstrations, like to drive your food. People aren't going to make that at home. You're not giving anything away, so same thing. Yeah. Like on the products, like how to use it, alternative ways to use it. Here are some other things within our business you may not know that we've done or we can do for you. All those are great.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's switch gears. What was the worst marketing idea you had? The one that almost sunk your ship?
Oh, geez. I'm only a year old.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've had that one yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll have to circle back around and see where you screwed up, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure they've been there, but I probably just haven't taken any, large risks in that space enough to, kind of sink the ship, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's flip it around and go the other way. If money were no object, what is the craziest marketing thing that you would do?
Well, I heard you guys talking about the celebrity endorsements earlier. Yeah. And what I would do is I would pull in St. Louis celebrities and do a video series with them for STL Verified.
Oh, great idea.
I got a million of them.
Yeah, that's good, because once again, you can promote the whole video side of it, and the celebrities are just getting more exposure as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Amber, you're on to something.
So John Hamm, if you're listening, I'm here.
Yeah, he's definitely a listener. He's one of the four, I think, that was on the list the other day.
Call me, John. Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, and Nellie. We need to get Nellie.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, there you go, Nellie. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Ellie and Nellie and Sterling K. Brown, yeah. John Hamm. We got a million of them here.
All right. Well, first step is start making a list, right?
Yeah.
So you can reach out to these people. So.
So, Denise, if people want to know more about your business, where can they go?
So they can find out more about me. My website is brandyoumedia.net. So brand Y-O-U, I still spell out words, media.net. And STL Verified, the website is currently under construction. So the best place to find me there is STL Verified on Facebook, and it's all together.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on today. We really appreciate it. I need to get more into video. I've been thinking about doing the Facebook Live thing more. But, it's just something else to add to the list, right?
I know. But, there are ways to combine your efforts so that you're not doubling up. Like, you guys could be Facebook Living as you're podcasting. That way you are hitting two different audiences at two different times and maximizing the time that you're spending.
Look at her going to sales mode. That was great. That was fantastic. Oh, there's my word, fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I like it.
Yeah, that's good. We do take the podcasts and put them, get them transcribed into text. But yeah, you could also knock video out at the same time. Amber, would you like to be on video while we're doing this?
Not so much.
Maybe I could get a stand-in. and then just have them like mouth it like it's you talking.
Yeah, that would work.
Like a cardboard cutout or something. Yeah. That'd be nice.
That'd be great. There's our shtick for the podcast, right?
Yeah.
See, it's perfect. You got a shtick. It's your branding.
All right. Well, Denise, thank you so much. We had a great time. I appreciate you being on today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And thank you, everybody, for listening. If you did enjoy this episode, there are plenty more business owners that we have already interviewed and plenty more to come. We'd love to get a 5-star review from you. You can download, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, lots of different places. So appreciate it. And everybody have a great week, and we'll see you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Sink or Swim podcast, where business owners share their marketing successes and failures. Please leave us a review on iTunes and get all of our show notes at redcanoemedia.com/SOS.